You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, heaven knows we have had a lot to grumble about as this long, cold, snowy winter drags on and on. Sidewalks and driveways to shovel. Grueling, slow freeway commutes. But take a moment and let's try on winter from the perspective of the hardworking Michigan dairy farmer. Winter has a whole different feel when you're hauling yourself out to the barn to milk and feed your herd in the wee hours of the morning. Karen Curry knows this all too well. Karen's a dairy farmer near East Howis in Iosco County. Now, Karen, while most of us are crabbing because we have to fire up the snow thrower again, tell us, what has this winter been like for you on your dairy farm?
Oh, my gosh. An absolute nightmare as far as, like, extra work. But amazingly, the cattle have been awesome. You know, the guys go out early in the morning. The first thing they have to do is move the snow out of the way so that you can get the tractors going and you can feed the cows. So, I mean, when you wake up to, like, you know, 6-8 inches of snow on the ground and you have to do all of your snow removal before you can even start your morning chores, it's very physically exhausting.
So that just adds more time that you have to get out there to get this.
Oh, it does. Everything takes so much longer in the winter. You know, the cows don't want to move as well, so it's extra money and time with our people who are milking the cows and moving the cows around. You know, you have extra feed that you're buying all winter long, extra straw that you're using all winter long, extra fuel in moving the snow all winter long. It's exhausting, but at the same time, it's very expensive.
Now, we have heard it said snow is never a bad thing for farmers, that farmers are always glad for anything that boosts soil moisture.
Well, the thing that's hurt us in the last few years is not having that snow cover on the alfalfa fields. So what happens is you constantly have a thaw and you have water running through your fields, and that actually kills out your alfalfa. So that's, I think, why we like to have that snow cover on the fields, for one thing, just to protect those alfalfa plants that are dormant. And then, yeah, the extra moisture, I mean, that's always a good thing, as long as we get a decent spring that's not all wet, too. And then you have water on top of water, and we're planting in June, like we did last year.
Okay. Do you think, Karen, that this tough winter might set you and other dairy farmers on the path to a good year? I know a lot depends on what Mother Nature serves up in the spring and the summer.
From a milk price outlook, I think 2014 is going to be one of the highest. Being that it's been so cold, the animals have ate a lot more feed. So, I mean, we're going to pretty much be wiped out of feed by harvest time in June is when we get, you know, our first crop off of alfalfa. And I know a lot of other farms right now that are looking for supplemental feed. In this cold weather, there's also a lot of cows that they're just not making it. They have to get culled early. So you have a lot of animals that are going to market. So that, you know, that milk production isn't there. You have California that's in a drought right now. So they're not producing the milk like they should be.
When it is so incredibly cold, like when we've been in the grip of that polar vortex, what is it that gets you out there no matter how cold it is and how many layers of clothes you have to wear and what you have to face? What gets you out there?
You know that you have animals to take care of. I mean, and being a farm kid, my husband's a farm kid, you have that responsibility. And that is all that you think about. I mean, that's your livelihood. You have to make sure that they survive so that they will take care of you and that you survive.
Karen Curry is a dairy farmer in near East Howis in Iosco County. Karen, thanks for talking with us on Stateside.
Thank you very much.